Brewers opening the door a little bit here for the A's in the ninth inning. And before Rooker hits, 10 for ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you here tonight from American Family Field. It's a 5-1 Brewers lead, but top of the ninth inning, one out, and the A's have two on. Back-to-back one-out walks issued by Hudson, and now a Pottawatomie Sportsbook trip to the mound by Chris Hook to talk things over with his southpaw. The Brewers do have Trevor Megill up in the bullpen. Be interesting to see how aggressive Pat Murphy will get here tonight. With Megill versus how long he'll stick with Hudson. He'll stick with him at least one more batter. So Hudson will face Rooker. One would think he would also face Soderstrom, who's in the on-deck circle. If the inning gets any longer than that, you may see Megill. First pitch is a breaking ball down in the dirt, and it's 1-0. Although Soderstrom is the tying run in the on-deck circle. A look at second, the 1-0 pitch. And Rooker took a strike, and that was a generous call. Fastball that missed in, and it's 1-1. So Hudson with a couple of walks here in the ninth, and things getting a little bit interesting, at least more so than the Brewers would like. 1-1. Sweeper missed low. And it's two balls and one strike. He's missing everything pretty much low or away. And now Rooker ahead. Rooker 1-for-3 tonight with a walk and a single. Here's the 2-1 pitch. And that is lined into left center field. That's going to plug the gap and roll all the way to the warning track before it's cut off by Mitchell. One run is in. Butler will be held at third. So Muncy scores. They'll hold Butler at third. And Rooker all the way to second on an RBI double. And it's now a 5-2 ball game. And the tying run is coming to the plate in the form of Tyler Soderstrom, who's Major League Baseball's home run leader. And Pat Murphy is out of the dugout. And he's going to bring Trevor Megill in to face Soderstrom. It's a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. Proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. And remind you that when the game is on, turn your notifications off with Us Mode. U.S. Cellular, built for us. 5-2 crew here in the top of the ninth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Drum roll, please!
Carbliss is here with refreshing new flavors.
Introducing their Tropical Bliss Variety Pack. Let the summertime flavors of blood orange, watermelon, raspberry, and grapefruit whisk you away from the winter blues. New flavors, same great Carbliss perks. Every handcrafted cocktail still has zero sugar, zero carbs, and just 100 calories. Find the Tropical Bliss Variety Pack in-store wherever Carbliss is sold and enjoy your winter passport to paradise. Grab a pack today and discover why less is more with Carbliss.
Well, the Brewers have gone to the bullpen to grab their closer, Trevor McGill, for a Wisconsin Dental Association save opportunity. The Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club. Save up to 55% on dental care from a network of trusted WDA dentists. 5-2 ball game, Brewers with the lead, but the A's have second and third and just one away. And MLB's home run leader, Tyler Soderstrom, who homered three times in the series down in Chicago against the White Sox earlier this week, and has 9 home runs on the season, is coming to the plate in the form of the tying run. So, work cut out for Trevor McGill here. But the good news is you still have a 3-run advantage. And a way out of this, if you're the Crew. Soderstrom tonight has a couple of hits. He's 2-for-4. Butler's at third. Rooker is at second. First pitch to Soderstrom is a fly ball left field. Playable, though. Churio into the corner, makes the catch. Tagging from third is Butler. He'll come down the line and score. That is the second out. That's more important than the fact that that's the third run for the A's. It's a 5-3 Brewers lead now. Tying run still comes to the plate in Langoliers. And Rooker is at second base. That is a big out, though, for Trevor McGill.
That was a great pitch. That was a first-pitch curveball, and he had him kind of totally off-kilter with the swing.
Curveball away, and so the only thing he could do was try to go away with it. Langoliers, curveball missed up and in. It's 1-0. So it's gotten interesting here in the ninth, but McGill with a chance to slam the door if he can take care of Langoliers. Pitch. Popped him up, foul, and out of play back our way. And it's 1-1. Crowd making some noise. Langoliers tonight is 0-for-4. McGill trying to make it an 0-for-5 night for him. The 1-1. Fastball right down the middle. 99 miles per hour. And now the A's down to their last strike. Langoliers steps out of the box. Crowd all on their feet here at American Family Field. Rooker gets his lead from second. McGill looking in. 1-2. The pitch. Bounced in the dirt. He went around. They'll throw to first and complete the strikeout. Oh, an awkward-looking check swing from Langoliers. He wasn't sure he offered at it. Hesitated to get out of the box. Contreras finally stepped in front, picked it up, and threw to first. And it's a strikeout for McGill. And the Brewers win it. It got interesting in the ninth, but 5-3 is your final here tonight at American Family Field. Brewers take the series opener against the Athletics here tonight in Milwaukee. 5-3 your final. We're back to tell you all about it after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
If you're looking for a career with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors, Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings across all shifts, including production positions, with potential earnings of up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, for an interview and tour at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, Wisconsin. Don't miss out. Join the Cardinal CG team today.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and the Wisconsin Dental Association. And Josh Caleb Durbin just getting another big ovation from the crowd after he got the Gatorade or the water, whatever you want to say is in the cooler, dumped all over him here after this one.
Yeah, he was doing the post-game interview, and it was Bryce Terang. You know, we haven't seen the Gatorade baths for the victorious post-game interviews right yet here this year, and you wondered who would take Willy Adames' spot. I guess it's Bryce Terang. He's the one who...
It was tonight.
He dumped Caleb Durbin with a lot of cold. I'm sure it felt good.
Maybe they're workshopping that still. You know, they haven't technically designated anybody as the sole bath giver.
Well-deserved for Caleb, and yes, he got a huge ovation for it. Brewers win 5-3 to open the series against the Athletics. 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, 3-10-2 for the Athletics. The win goes to Freddy Peralta. He was able to grind his way through 5 scoreless innings and improve to 2-1. Has still not given up more than 2 runs in any of his 5 starts this season. Rookie JT Ginn takes the loss. He falls to 1-1, and Trevor McGill retired the 2 batters he faced to clean up the 9th inning and earn his 2nd save of the year. Took 2 hours and 57 minutes to play this one in front of 25,008 tonight. We'll come back and get you ready for game 2 of the series with Chad Patrick, set to face off against the organization that traded him to Milwaukee. Revenge game for Chad. Lane's got all the details next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Gina, did you hear about the draft?
Wayne, there's no draft at Pella.
There's definitely a draft, right, Wildy?
Yeah, everybody's talking about it.
Pella windows are constructed of the highest quality. No drafts. But Pella should be everyone's number one pick, because right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, get no interest financing options or free glass upgrades.
So where is the draft?
Coon. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 4/30/2025.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at-bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Flash frozen and vacuum packed, Usinger's fresh brats are styrofoam free and will stay for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest and most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with all of our other great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on the table.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming. Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Well, that's going to do it for the game broadcast here tonight. A fun night at the ballpark for the series opener between the Brewers and the Athletics. Brewers prevailing, of course, and they'll try to go for a series victory tomorrow night. On Deck Show, built by Menards, gets underway tomorrow night at 5:35. The game will follow at 6:10. Brewers and A's, middle game of the series. Luis Severino will go for the Athletics. Former A's prospect Chad Patrick will go for the Crew. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Grindle, inviting you to stay tuned because Josh Maurer has the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show coming up right next. Again, the final score here tonight, Brewers 5 and the Athletics 3. Brewers have won 3 in a row. Have a great rest of your Friday, everybody. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
There's a winning magic powering up at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. This April, prepare for an exciting quest to $300,000 in the Enchanted Spin Slot Tournament. Just conjure your rewards card and play slots to earn drawing entries. Each Thursday, 60 winners will compete for thousands in cash and prizes. Let your journey begin with Enchanted Spins, only at Potawatomi. More info online. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So next fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or a Starburst using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score any time during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars or glazers or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors
who really care about you. That's why our patients
are always treated with patience.
And the first treatment we prescribe
is kindness.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Good start to the weekend, and the Brewers have won 3 in a row overall as they beat the Athletics 5-3 tonight in front of 25,000-plus at American Family Field. So we welcome you in to the Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show. You can watch every pick happening in Green Bay from April 24th through the 26th at Potawatomi. Enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook. I'm Josh Maurer. Thanks for sticking with us. The Brewers get another great start from Freddy Peralta against a very difficult A's lineup. 5 scoreless innings, but the story, the Major League debut from Caleb Durbin, started 2 multi-run inning rallies with singles, 2 hits. Also played some fine defense over at the hot corner, did Caleb Durbin, the first time he's ever stepped foot onto a Major League field. The Brewers You know, they started the season, you go back to it, with four consecutive losses ever since. In the last 2 weeks or so, Brewers 11-5, and this is the third separate three-game winning streak that they've been able to put together. This homestand continues two more games than a long road trip. The next Brewers homestand, brought to you by Visit Milwaukee, begins Friday, May 2nd. Make it a double play in Milwaukee. Catch a Brewers game, and then check out the Milwaukee Film Festival, which runs through May 8th. Learn more at visitmilwaukee.org. Handcrafted, homegrown, world class. Pat Murphy will join us in just a little bit. He'll speak to the media, and we'll get some of his thoughts on this victory. We start with the scores, starting in the Central Division, where the Cubs had an epic win to begin their series at Wrigley against Arizona, 13-11. We talked about it throughout the game broadcast. After Arizona scored 10 runs in the top of the eighth, Chicago came back and scored six in the bottom of the eighth. Home runs from Carson Kelly, Kyle Tucker, and Seiya Suzuki in that six-run eighth inning. A 13-11 crazy victory for Chicago to open that series. And with the Brewers' win, it's still a one-game lead in the Central. For the Northsiders, it was only the seventh time in the modern era that a team has given up 10 runs in an inning and won the game. Cubs able to do that earlier today. Pat Murphy has sat down, and he is taking questions from the sports writers. Let's listen in.
What is the impact of the game today?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of guys that contributed a lot tonight. But because he's new, let's talk about him, you know. Now you see why I call him happy. You know what I mean? It's just like, like you said, he does little things. The catch he made on the rail, the extra base that end up being the difference in scoring a run, you know. Yeah, he got a few scratch hits, but his speed got him one of them. You know, great ball strike, doesn't punch out. I think it plays, you know. We had a lot of good performances. We had a lot of the guys. Yelich, don't go unnoticed. Yelich, four really productive at-bats, you know. William came up with a big hit and caught a great game. You know, there's a lot of great stuff tonight. Freddie, again, giving us a great start. Pitch count was a little high. Unsung, Uribe and Anderson, you know, two guys we didn't know where we were at with them. And, you know, Uribe's proven, you know, he handicapped us for the first four games by not being available. And then, sure enough, he's pitched very well. And Anderson just came out of nowhere, you know.
It looked like he was warming up to get that eighth inning even before you guys extended the lead. Just, is he kind of climbing up that?
Yeah, he is. I mean, how could he not? You guys have watched what we've watched, you know. I didn't, when I would write a sheet down in spring training or at the start of the season, I'd write our, you know, all our injuries, and then I'd write our next 13. So we'd have, with the Uribe's suspension and Quintana not being ready, you know, we got 11 guys out of the top 15 that aren't on there. And then, okay, so I got to write 13 more. And Anderson wasn't in them, you know. And he proved me wrong, because that guy, he's been nothing but solid. You know, strike throwing, competing, various pitches. I'm just really happy for him.
Pat Murphy speaking after a 5-3 win over the Athletics to open the weekend series. We'll come back and get you some more scores on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Looking for the best deals on automotive products? Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel has you covered. Right now, grab Seafoam products starting at just $8.79 each to keep your engine clean. And True Fuel starting at $7.49 each for top-notch performance. These savings won't last forever. Hurry in before April 30th and stock up while supplies last. Napa Auto and Truck Parts, your trusted source for quality and savings.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the lobster feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Brewers 5, Athletics 3. Three straight wins for the Brewers after they dropped three in a row. Right before that, it's been a really nice stretch for Milwaukee to go two games above 500 overall this season. This is the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. For every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. Brewers did not hit one tonight. They kind of manufactured their runs, and so far this season, they've hit 21. Means OAW's donated $2,100 to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. We told you about that epic win for the Cubs earlier today, 13-11 over the Diamondbacks. Elsewhere in the Central, the Cardinals let one slip away against the Mets, and Francisco Lindor hit a walk-off home run to beat St. Louis 5-4. It was the 250th home run of Lindor's career. 5-4 the final. New York's won the first two games of that series. St. Louis is 1-7 on the road this season. Cincinnati Reds had a good start to their road trip as they go to Baltimore and win 8-3 behind Andrew Abbott. So the Reds continue to play pretty good baseball. 500 on the season now, 10-10. Not as much luck tonight for the Pirates. They end up losing at home by a final score of 10-5. That was against the Cleveland Guardians. So Pittsburgh, after winning 3 out of 4 against the Washington Nationals, actually 10-7. The Pirates got two more, but 10-7 they lose to the Guardians. Their old pitcher Luis Ortiz beat them tonight. They had traded him to Cleveland in the offseason. It's time for the home run distance recap. No homers tonight, as mentioned, but the longest thus far this season was in Colorado. Christian Yelich hit one 465 estimated feet. Home run distance brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. Brewers a 5-3 win tonight with Caleb Durbin in the middle of a couple of multi-run rallies, and we'll get you the highlights when we come back on the Brewers Radio Network.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG Group of Companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center.
Milwaukee. So they've won three of the first four games of the homestand here with interleague matchups, beating Detroit 2 out of 3 in the series. Still two more to go against the Athletics. Pottawatomie Sportsbook presents our post-game show. Go to Pottawatomie Sportsbook to watch every pick happening in Green Bay from the 24th through the 26th. Enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook. Let's recap this one for you. This was a fun game to watch tonight. Highlights brought to you by Purveya Health. We're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. In addition to world-class medical care, you can also expect a perfect dose of compassion, empathy, and kindness. Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. Freddy Peralta, the Brewers' ace, got the ball. This is a very challenging Athletics lineup to try to navigate. He did so walking on some eggshells through the first three innings, but kept the game scoreless. And that's when, with one out in the bottom of the third against rookie starter JT Ginn, it was the first career at-bat for Caleb Durbin, batting out of the nine spot. Waggles the bat over his shoulder as he waits. Ginn winds on the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, grounded softly up the third baseline. Tough player, Shella on the run. He throws it, and he didn't get him at first. Caleb Durbin beats it out. It's an infield single in his first major league at-bat. Showing the speed. Welcome to the show, Caleb Durbin. They throw the ball out of play. A keepsake for a lifetime. You know, earlier in that AB, he missed by a couple of feet of actually hitting one out down the left field line. It was just barely foul and might not have actually gotten over the wall, but regardless, it had brought a jolt to this big crowd. Then he ends up getting an infield single. Then after Bryce Durang replaced him at first with a fielder's choice, Jackson Churio had a big swing. Two outs in the inning, the 2-2. Lined in the left field, but it's rated Andujar. Now he goes back on, broke in, and it sails over his head and makes it to the fence. Tarang off to the races. He'll score from first without a throw, and Churio is back in the hit column. Lines an RBI double over the left fielder's head. Might have been a misread at first, but Churio and the Brewers will take it. They lead 1-0. Jackson had been in a bit of a funk for the last few days. Nice way to snap out of it. Then the very next batter was Christian Yelich, who now has to deal with Christian Yelich. First pitch, line drive in the left field. That's a base hit. Opposite way. Rounding third is Churio. He'll come in to score. Christian Yelich, an RBI knock. The Brewers have played it a couple with two out in the third. It's 2-0. That's what they would get. So Durbin kick-started the rally, and then Freddy Peralta in the fourth inning got a big double play. Then Freddy Peralta in the fifth inning got through it again with two men on base. Looked like the Athletics could have scored in multiple innings against him tonight, but a line out to right field by Shea Langeliers kept it a 2-0 lead. That's where we stood in the bottom of the fifth, and with two out, again against JT Ginn, Bryce Tarang legged out an infield single. Then Jackson Churio walked. And Mark Kotze, the Athletics manager, went to the left-hander Jacob Lopez to face Christian Yelich.
1-2 pitch to Yelich. He is a ground ball through the right side and into right field for a base hit. Tarang streaking around third. He will score. On his way to third is Churio. Christian Yelich on fire. Drives in another. It's 3-0 Milwaukee.
After an 0-for-16 at the plate, that RBI single made him 5 for his next 7. The Brewers led it 3-0. It was Nick Mears on to pitch the sixth. He gave up his first base runners and then first run of the year. RBI fielder's choice by Gio Urshela made it 3-1. But Milwaukee in the bottom of the seventh inning, they were able to add on insurance against that reliever, Jacob Lopez. It started with another hit from Caleb Durbin, another bleeder. This one a bloop that fell in shallow left. And then it was a Lopez throwing error on a Bryce Terang sacrifice bunt that really set the sequence of events in motion that would plate two unearned runs. Jackson Churio lined out to right, but on a throwing error from right field, Durbin went to third. There were runners on the corners, and then Christian Yelich drove in his third run of the night with a hard ground ball to second base. That made it a 4-1 game, and it left Terang at second base for William Contreras. The pitch. Line drive into center field. In comes Blade. Goes into a slide, but he short hopped it. It's a base hit. Rounding third, Terang. He'll score. No throw. And Contreras drives in a two-out insurance run to give himself an 11-game hitting streak. He bloops it in just before J.J. Blade could catch it. Score is now 5-1 Milwaukee. Final would be 5-3. The Athletics got a couple of runs charged to Brian Hudson in the ninth, but Trevor McGill came in and got two quick outs, including a strikeout of Shea Langeliers, to end the victory for the Brewers. Three wins in a row, they'll try for four tomorrow night, and we'll get you ready for that one. The middle game of the series right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Bailey Payton Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, Downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise. A promise to make you whole again. A promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecairns.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center.
Jay.
Brewers win 5-3, and their pitching in the victories they've had this season continues to excel as we welcome you back, wrapping up our Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show. Brewers now 11 wins, 11-9 on the year. They've given up a total of 13 runs in those 11 victories, even with three permitted tonight. That included seven Ortho ASAP strikeouts in this game. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Tomorrow night, Game 2, Brewers try to clinch another series win. We'll be on the air at 5:35 with the on-deck show built by Menards. First pitch, 6:10, so an hour earlier on Saturday. And Luis Severino, the big free agent acquisition, coming over from the Mets. He is the ace of the A's staff. He'll go up against Chad Patrick, the Brewers rookie, who's been a revelation. And as we've talked about, Patrick was traded from the Athletics to the Brewers. Got Abraham Toro back for Chad Patrick, did the A's. Patrick will try to beat his old organization tomorrow night. Until then, I'm Josh Maurer. For Lane Grindle and producer-engineer Ken Sommerfeld, have a great rest of your Friday, everybody. Be safe, and we'll see you here tomorrow. Again, the final score, Milwaukee 5, the Athletics 3. From American Family Field, this has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on WRCE is brought to you by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Richland Electric, Meister Log and Lumber Company, The Shoebox, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Joan Chevrolet, Pratt Funeral Service, Pappas's Trading Post, Clary Memorial Funeral and Cremation Service, Community First Bank, A&W Restaurant, Benson Insurance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Bailey Paint, Julie Karen State Farm, Meyer Oil and LP, Sunshine and Giggles, and Cardinal CG.
That gentleman that, that person that murdered her got due process. Mr. Garcia did not. None of those people that got deported did not.
Yes, 100%, Cam. Thank you for those points. Mark, you're up next. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, the guy that murdered Lake Riley happened to be an illegal immigrant. I mean, more, like you mentioned, more actual citizens have committed that kind of crime than immigrants. It just, he's an outlier. And why they had to have a law to prove a point, they're just trying to prove some kind of point. I mean, you're pointing out specifically what the Constitution actually says is that no person, every person is due the due process rights. And to remind him that every single one of our founders would have been considered an illegal by the British government who we're trying to separate ourselves from. They would have been hauled off and tortured and probably drawn and quartered, you know, under the Court of England. I mean, that the law is supposed to mean something. For everybody is entitled to due process. Every single one of these deportees is entitled to due process. And for the Trump administration, all the people advocating for the Trump administration, operating under the Trump administration, their job is to faithfully execute the law, and they are not doing it. They're in violation of their oath of office.
100%. That's what a Republican judge wrote yesterday. It will reduce their oath of office to meaninglessness. It will turn the law, rule of law in this country into lawlessness. He begged our friend Chad. Chad, the judge was talking to you when he said, "This case presents a chance to vindicate the rule of law in America and to summon the best that is within you, Chad, while there is still time." Charles, sir, always good to see you. Ooh, I'm getting a lot of feedback on Charles, so I'm going to let him go. Thanks so much, folks. I want to get in my good friend Terry Barr for What's Good Local and Overlooked, because we all need a little bit of that. I mean, I have some final thoughts on this very topic in the last segment of the day, so keep it locked right here. But let's bring Terry on. Thanks so much for hanging out a little bit, Terry. So important to talk to folks about this. People are fired up. Fired up. Terry, you there? There you are.
I am here. And indeed, it's been very interesting to listen to the conversation and the callers. Everybody really has their heart kind of laying out there with regards to this. And thank you, Maggie, for leading such an important discussion, too.
Try my best. It's Friday. Yes. Long weeks.
Long weeks. I'm here to lighten it up for you. I've got two fun things.
Excellent.
Let's start with this. I know everybody's so excited about the NFL draft in Wisconsin, in Northeast Wisconsin, of all places, Green Bay. It's going to be amazing. But I bet this is something you didn't know. The city, of course, is trying to put on its best face because 250,000 people are going to be showing up. And of course, it will be seen around the world. So if you're thinking, well, what could I do to tie in football and Earth Day? This is what's happening. The city is opening up multiple opportunities for anybody who wants to come and clean up. They have various places where they're going to be planting new trees, whacking the weeds, and simply just making everything look as gorgeous as it can. And I talked to one of the city leaders about this. He's the communications manager, Michael Bergman. I love this. He called it, "We have pigskin pride and a loving purpose." So there you go. If you want to sign up and do something on Earth Day, which is Tuesday, and tie it in with the NFL draft, go to the website. It's greenbaywi.gov. And you can find all kinds of information and chances to sign up to help out. If that's your way to get involved in the draft, That's a good one.
Yeah, get combo. I am personally so excited to see the draft in Green Bay. We had the director of public affairs for the Packers on the show yesterday, which was so much fun.
Aaron has been there forever. Aaron Poppy. He has worked there forever.
He was a great guest. We certainly look forward to having him back. Maybe to give us a little redux on how the draft went. That would certainly be a bunch of fun.
Yeah, well, and it's so interesting when they think it could be 250,000 people visiting. Green Bay is only 100,000 people. So this is just going to be bonkers and so much fun to watch. I have so much pride in Green Bay right now.
I've been a big UWGB fan for a long time.
Yeah.
A guy that played high school hoops for my high school, Rufus King. Went to UWGB, and his dad was the coach there for a long time. So I've always watched UWGB and especially their men's hoops program. And it's big fan of that city, big fan of Green Bay Pride.
Well, here's the next thing for you. I know you said you kind of wanted to have a sort of an Easter discussion at the end of the show. So I'm bringing you some bunnies. How about this?
Oh, give me some bunnies.
Okay, good. Well, you know, Easter and the Easter bunny. But if you're thinking about adding a bunny to your family right now, you know, many humane societies out there will say, wait, think about it. Don't do it just on the last minute idea, you know, even just because it's Easter. Here's a great idea I just learned about. The Oshkosh Area Humane Society works with families and helps kids learn what it would take to adopt an actual bunny. But first, you have to adopt a what I would call stuffed animal bunny. This is such a great idea. They help you learn how to take care of it and what it actually means if you get a real bunny. So let's hear what Emily Anderson, who is with the shelter, says about this program.
The younger children who maybe don't have a pet at home can have the experience of coming to a humane society and seeing adoptable bunnies that they can then be responsible for when they take them home, while learning about how to care for real bunnies. If they maybe are missing a tail or an eye or a button on their little outfits, we have one of our staff person who fixes them up, you know, heals their boo-boos so they're all ready to go. So just like the real live bunnies if they have issues. So typically we like them to come here and meet the bunny, fill out an adoption application. They can fill out the application before they come here online on our small animals page. And then meet the bunny, meet with Sarah, talk through all the care and behavior and nutrition that they need. And usually Sarah will let them go home with the bunny the same day.
That's so
hands-on
cute.
Learning, Maggie. How about it? And the stuffed bunnies that the kids have to take home first, those are all rescued as well from area thrift stores. I think this is a fabulous idea and something that I had never heard of before.
That is just so lovely and heartwarming. Yeah. Thank you, Terry. I needed that. I think everybody listening needed that. What are you doing? Do you celebrate the holiday get together? Anything special planned for the weekend?
We do. It's always a family weekend. So that's the plan this weekend, to see family and just kind of relax for a minute before everything cranks up for the draft and Earth Day next week.
Well, have a wonderful time with your
Thank
family.
You.
I have
Thanks.
To say, one of the items on my agenda for the weekend is I love a spring pea soup.
Oh.
That is one of my like ab fab things to eat. And I love making soups because you can make a huge vat of soup and then freeze it and you've got it. So I'll be making some spring pea soup this weekend in celebration. I will share a bit with some of my friends. My folks are still in Arizona, so I'll be doing like the Friendsgiving version of Easter, I guess. Is how
oh, good,
put it.
Good.
So that'll be a bunch of fun and certainly nourishing, I hope, as well. Some
yes.
good
Do you
food.
Put the ham bone in the pea soup.
Oh, hell yes, because it tastes delicious. But
yes.
that is a different type. So that is like a bean soup. When I do a bean, like a white bean soup, that gets the ham bone. But the spring pea, I mean that brilliant green, creamy mm-hmm. soup. Oh, you're making me hungry, Terry, and I'm the one that's talking about it.
Well, I hope you enjoy it, and everyone have a wonderful weekend. And if you celebrate, happy Easter.
Happy Easter. If you celebrate it, Terry, and happy Passover to everybody that is listening, if that is your holiday of celebration, we're going to come back with some final thoughts on this heavy week of news. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight.
Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like security, and you're saying, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And wow. Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I remember when we broke up the first time, saying this is it, I've had enough. Welcome back, everybody. Last segment of the week for me and for you as my most valued listeners. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Calendar check, everybody. Not only is it the NFL draft week next week, starting on Wednesday, you can find me in a new time slot. I've got the drive time slot now from 4 to 6 p.m. I hope to see and hear all of you there with me next week, but Monday and Tuesday, regular schedule, 2 to 4. I got one of our longtime listeners, Tom from L.A., on the horn. Tom, your thoughts? We've been having quite the discussion about the most fundamental of democratic values, due process.
Yeah, Maggie, first I just want to say that Chad is dripping with white privilege. And I'm lucky I have white privilege as well, but at least I notice that I have white privilege. All these people that seem to be, being kidnapped or, done away with, seem to have a little more melanin in their skin. If you've noticed, and I want to know what is it that we can do to communicate to people. I was talking to a friend of mine last night on the phone, and she started bringing up all this stuff. I mean, she's a person that voted for Kamala, thank God, but she's also a person that said, well, the guy did threaten his wife, and he probably should have been, and I'm like going, that doesn't matter. The whole point is you're supposed to have due process. You're supposed to have Miranda rights read to you. You're supposed to be able to go in front of a court. But it's like, it just does not get through to so many people. It's almost like in this country, we've become guilty until proven innocent, rather than innocent until proven guilty. So I'm just asking you what your thoughts are and how would you handle a person like this that just doesn't really seem to get the whole idea of, it's not like they're just being sent down to the local jail. They're actually being sent to
a gulag,
prison.
Yeah, a concentration camp. Here, let me start here, Tom. I'll just say this. This stuff ain't new or surprising to black and brown folks in this country, not one little bit. And the legacy of resistance and standing up for civil rights, even for the civil rights of groups that some people think are the poo on our shoe, that resistance has always been led by black and brown folks and women folks in the LGBTQIA community. Always. But folks are tired. So we gotta step up for people who may have a little bit more melanin in their skin in this moment. Here's what I would say to people. Oh, he's a bad guy, so who cares? So he's a bad guy, you say? Great, go into court and prove it. He beat his wife, committed a crime, prove he's a gang member. Okay, deport him. It's that simple. Donald Trump enjoyed lots of due process. Lots of it. All the due process Donald Trump got. In this country, we are supposed to be equal under the law. Period. Hi, Richard. Hi, Rick. How you doing? Thanks for calling back.
I'm doing pretty good. I have a question and a kind of a sarcastic opinion on polls and the Constitution.
Go for it, sir.
I think, you know, when they collected the Nazi SS criminals, the Jewish foundation or people, they got them on the street. They didn't go to the door. Doesn't ownership of the dwelling have something to do with your rights?
Yeah, Rick, if you have ownership or you have control, that means you can either grant or not grant entry to whom you choose. And if you choose not to, they have to have a warrant to enter. And it's not an ICE warrant. It's a warrant issued by a state or federal court judge. That's why immigration warrants, it's deceptive. That's the deal. Immigration warrants don't require a finding of probable cause. Probable cause is the thing that causes a warrant to be issued for someone's detention and or arrest. That's the due process. Then you have a hearing on the basis for the deportation. That's how it's supposed to work here. We got limited time left, so let me get to it. It's Easter. Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" The chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitudes that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" They said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "What then shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" And they all said to him, "Let him be crucified." Then the governor said, "Why, what evil has he done?" But they all cried out all the more, saying, "Let him be crucified." When Pilate saw that he could not prevail at all, he took water, washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person." For those that will be attending Easter services, if Pilate tried to give Christ due process, to ask the multitudes, "What crime has this man committed? How dare you call yourself a Christian and call for the crucifixion of those that have been not afforded that most fundamental right? How dare you?" I hope that you are all well this weekend. I hope that you are all safe. The resistance is real. It is every day in each and every one of your voices. Thank you for being with me today. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together for due process.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll talk about the price of oil with Mr. Global and what that means for consumers. Hour number two, we'll talk about organ donation. I hope you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After a meeting in El Salvador, Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen says Kilmer Abrego Garcia told him he's been moved from a notorious prison to a detention center with better conditions. ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
Van Hollen says he asked El Salvador's vice president if that country had any reason to imprison him.
Why is he here? Because the Trump administration is paying us to keep him here.
The Maryland Democrats said to create a softer image, Salvadoran officials initially wanted the meeting to take place poolside.
Arizona's Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs vetoing a Republican-backed bill intended to support the Trump administration's immigration crackdown by requiring local and state officials in Arizona to cooperate with federal enforcement efforts. A shootout at a Fulton County, Georgia motel Friday morning all started when the cops saw a man jaywalking. They stopped him. Backup was